Hello, everyone. This is your Sky Sports Radio weekly podcast with Paul Joyce looking at the weekend's racing at Warwick Farm. And, Paul, we're going to be hit by a rain-affected track.
Yes, hello, Andrew. You're right. The track's a heavy eight as we record this Thursday morning. Look, the forecast isn't too bad. You know, there might be a few mils of rain and the odd shower and perhaps a storm, but I don't think we're going to get any of those stinking hot summer days to dry this track out quickly enough. So these tips are done for a genuine soft track, and I'm tipping that's about where we'll land come Saturday morning.
All right, well, let's have a look at the legs of the quaddie. Race 6 is the Tab Rewards. The scratching out of this one is It's So Obvious, number 6, leaving at this stage a field of 12.
Yeah, look, a field of 12, we've got a short price favourite with number 8, The Art of the Bar, and she'll probably lead them up. So I just think she's too short, especially for a quaddie leg. We'd almost prefer her to get beaten. So I'm going a little bit wide here. 2, 8, 4, 5, 11. 2 on top, Sweet Victory. She's big odds. She's a good each way price. And look, she loves soft tracks. First up at Rosehill, I backed her there, but I was worried I was going off a run too early. She'd had a couple of quiet trials, and I think she just needed that first up run. She was only beaten 3 lengths behind Sweet Deal, So Magic. So it's basically the same horse as she meets here. And she had a wide run in transit. Here she is second up, lovely gate. She won second up last prep. She won third up as well last prep. So she does get going fairly early in her prep, and I'm happy to gamble on her at the big odds. But number 8, The Art of the Bar, she comes here with 3 ones next to her name. She's probably the only leader in the race. But she's got to step up to 1,400 for the first time, and, you know, they can't keep winning. Eventually the campaign will take its toll on a 3-year-old filly, but she's going to be hard to beat. I just think she's under the odds. And then for the quaddie, we've also thrown in for Bella Cheetah. She's got the blinkers going on first time, so that might give her that little bit extra she needs. The 5, So Magic, she's racing really well at the moment, holding her form, comes through the Sweet Deal race. And we'll even throw in number 11 in the first leg, Madison Avenue, at huge odds. That first up run with an $81 pop in the Sweet Deal race was enormous. And she loves to sting out of the track as well. So we've got 2, 8, 4, 5, and 11.
It's interesting with the favourites. As you say, it's going to start reasonably short. They're taking on the older horses again. I know it did it last time, but it's another test for the favourite here.
Yeah, and that was midweek company. You know, you're getting up to Saturday grade, you're creeping up in weight. And look, I'm not knocking her. I just think she's under at around that $2 mark.
Understand. All right, so that's the first leg. Race 7, the December handicap over the 1,400. As we record this, there are no scratchings. And interesting, the Baker Stable were looking at putting gear on Test the World. They've decided not to, and it's drawn barrier 11 in this race.
Yeah, she'll go forward, I expect. The other stablemate, Sir Plush, will keep an eye out for any change of tactics with him, because I think he's best when ridden positively. And now that he's had the 2 runs back over the short courses, I'd be surprised if they don't push him forward and maybe try and lead all the way. I've gone 1, 4, 5, 12, and 10 for the quaddie. Pecan's on top. She loves Warwick Farm. It's a home track. She's a 2-time Group 3 winner, dropping back to an open handicap. I know she's got the 58 kilos after the claim, but she handles all sorts of going. And look, I think she's clearly the horse to beat in this. But there are lots of other chances. Invincible, first up for Mark Newnham. He's given this horse 3 trials, so he'll be wound right up for a first up crack here. The 5 surplus, I think if they lead on him, they could take a lot of catching third up off a spell. And the other 2 will throw in for the quaddie. Number 12 will get a start here. Cattersby, he's the other on-pace runner that I think will trail the speed. And the horse you mentioned, number 10, Test the World, she's coming through some strong races, some listed and group races, so she's well placed here on the 53 kilos. So 1, 4, 5, 12 and 10, Andrew, plenty of value there if we can find the winner.
Righto, to race 8 we go, third leg of the quaddie, the Tab Handicap. We've got a full field of 14 at this stage, and how does it set up here?
Speed-wise, it's pretty good. Let's Party Marty goes forward with Divine Breeze, a seditional kick-up. So there's enough pressure there to keep the tempo solid. We've gone 12, 5, 1 and 11. 12 goes on top, Charaterra. This is a 3-year-old for the Snowdens that's just sort of come onto the scene quietly. He ran a terrific race on debut at Hawkesbury, just missed. Came out then at Newcastle and won really impressively. He charged through the line. And there's a bit of form out of the race. The Cara Miss ran 5th. She's come out and won during the week. And the horse that ran 6th, Fraudulent, came out and won last Saturday. So there's just a bit of form developing there. And on the limit weight with the gun run and big odds, Charaterra on top for me in the 8. Before our quaddie, we've got the 5 Caperjack, where you can't leave him out after what he did on debut. That was something you don't see too often, a maiden winning a benchmark of 78 at their first start. One less Party Marty. He hasn't won for a while, but will make his own luck up on speed. And I thought number 11, Navigator, another one for the Snowdens, a very interesting runner off two trials. He's only had the three starts for two wins and a third, so I think he's massive overs at double-figure odds as well. So 12, 5, 1 and 11, either of the Snowden horses there, and we're looking good coming into the last.
It's interesting there, Hawks Racing with Capperjack. They've gone the claim there from they didn't know they had a wide draw before booking Brock Ryan, but interesting they've gone for the 3-kilo claimer there.
Well, it is because they got given 5 kilos for winning that race. So 52 when they won on debut, and now they've got to carry 57. Slightly easier race, but obviously they're thinking we'll just claim just to make it a little bit easier for him stepping out into his second start. But what he did on debut, he's Magic Millions 3-year-old as well.
Yeah.
That's where they're headed. I think they just need a little bit more prize money to guarantee themselves a start.
Yeah, I think you're right there. So 12, 5, 1 and 11 in the third leg. Last leg of the quaddie, last race at 6:15. Demonara comes out the 4 as well as 14 Handfast and 16 Jungleized. For mine, this is the race of the day. It's a benchmark 88. Bonhomie's got to carry 60 kilos. Redouble's been going good. And Bell Sonic up from Victoria. They're just 3 in this really competitive race.
Yeah, great race to finish off. Pace from Easy Eddie and Samet out. I've gone 1, 13, 3, 11. I've changed my mind twice here. I've gone back to Bonhomie on top. 1,200, a little query. He's only ever won up to 1,100, but he's flying this prep off his last start win. It won't be an issue. And with that bit of rain around, he ticks that wet track box as well. So the wide gate doesn't worry me so much. I'm happy to go with Bonhomie on top. Of the 13, Schubert. I would have had him on top if the rain hadn't arrived. I think he's better on good tracks. But the booking of James McDonald for this horse is a real important one because Godolphin have a few in it. And I think this is their pea issue. But a winner at Rosehill 2 starts to go and a certainty beaten last time he was at Warwick Farm. Number 3, Easy Eddie gets across on pace, soft track, loves it, will be hard to catch. And we've also got the 11 for us, Bell Sonic, the horse you mentioned. Terrific win at Ballarat to win the Magic Millions race down there. And his recent trial at Randwick was a real eye-catcher. He stoked up through the field there. And I've got to throw him in whatever I do. So 1, 13, 3 and 11. That leaves us with $20, only 5% of the quaddy. So tune in Saturday morning when I'm on with you between 10 and 10:30. Because if there are some scratchings, if the track changes significantly, we will update that quaddy and try and trim it up a bit. But for now, $20 for 5%.
Righto, that's where we sit. And as Paul mentioned at the start, as we record this on Thursday, the track a heavy 8, but maybe some more storms around Sydney tonight. So just stay tuned there. Good on you, Paul. We'll talk to you on Saturday morning.
Yeah.
That's Paul Joyce in our podcast preview for Sydney Racing at Warwick Farm on Saturday.